For the management of the ulcer, we first have to be very sure that what is the cause of the ulcer so that our management plan should be accordingly. In any kind of ulcer, the general measures include taking care of the wound. The skin care is very important. So for the ulcer, we have to provide all those necessary factors which are required for the healing of the ulcer. Treat the underlying cause. Along with that, we have to give systemic or topical antibiotics if any suspected infection is present, which we are going to confirm with the help of microscopy and culture. And according to the culture sensitivity, we are going to give our antibiotics. Besides that, symptomatic management, that is pain, analgesics should be given. If there is edema, leg elevation should be advised. If there is itching, then we can give antihistamines. Cleaning of the wound, daily dressing of the wound, and the dressing should be of the non-adherent type of the dressing. We can also ask the patient to take care of the feet. If the neuropathic ulcers are present, then we are going to advise them to take care of the feet, prevent any kind of a trauma. In tuberculosis, we are going to give specific anti-tuberculosis treatment. If it is a malignancy, then along with the treatment of the ulcer, the treatment of the malignancy is also important. So we are going to either excise the lesion, or we are also going to go for radiotherapy and chemotherapy, depending upon the type of the malignancy present. So if it is SCC, BCC or melanoma, then we, depending upon the size of the malignancy, we can go for the surgical excision and Mohs micrographic surgery, followed by the chemotherapy or radiotherapy. But talking about the specific type of ulcers which are commonly seen, such as the venous ulcer, arterial ulcers, PG, then along with the general measures, we are going to give the treatment which I'm going to discuss now.